They probably deleted all them pictures. All them motherfuckers got burnt up. Them motherfuckers, they got them bitches hid in the Vatican. They don't want us to see that. They don't want us to see what the real Paris look like. Black beard. I ain't seen no white man with no black beard.
Stupid.
Shit, no. You can't trick me. I know what the fuck going on.
Posse of black cowboys.
White man with
what?
Beard.
Crazy.
Right. Crazy. Posse of black cowboys.
Yeah.
Guess where they was from? Dallas. The real Dallas when the Mexicans had it. You just need this whole Black Excellence Network. They have a whole show about a nigga who just trained dogs. One of them hood ass dog trainer nigga. But he got ripped. Like, you think he, like, on the outside, it looked like a ghetto ass business. But then, you know, like, inside of this little ass trap house, but the nigga, I love you, little bitch. Be somebody one day. You better be right by your daddy. Really just steal America's heart. This nigga gonna be him open everything.
Yeah.
Ellen wanna talk to him?
Yeah.
White people bless him, let him train some dogs he ain't never seen before. Yeah, yeah. These are Irish Alaskan wolfhounds. What the fuck, Shotty?
Oh my god! I've been looking them dogs up for 5 years.
That's a show. Gangster niggas with little dogs. Yeah, all just a lot of these shows just be niggas bringing their shit, talking about it. Yeah, man, he my girl dog, man. I love him to death, man. What's his name? Chicken Nugget. My little daughter named him Chick. She love Chicken Nugget. We done had Chicken Nugget 5 years. Man, I love Chicken Nugget. I ain't like him at first. I was watching the game. He ran, jumped on me. And my little football buddy. Now I love Chicken Nugget. Said they wanna do that. Run up if you will and get your ass whooped blue black, my nigga, my nerve. Fresh out the courage, yeah, the giant conserve, nothing but balls in my word and a monster. Just the real punk on my lap at all times. Whatever, however, this young
niggas don't shine. Yeah.
Nigga, what? Huh? Give a fuck, nigga, what? Full of that weed. Full of that weed. Chico with the big shoes on. You big man. Chico with those big shoes on. Cause he's a big man.
They made me feel tall. They made me feel tall. They make me feel tall.
Come on.
I'm not short no more, y'all.
Come on.
They make me feel tall. They make me feel tall.
The big shoes on.
They make me feel tall.
They got the big shoes on.
I ain't short no more, y'all. I'm almost Craig Height.
Chico got the big shoes on.
I'm almost Craig Height. I'm almost Craig Height.
Yeah, they're so big. Amen. Pitching these shows, we need a black man network. If it was a network that catered to black men, what kind of show would you want to see on?
Oh man, Redemption, child support series.
Ooh.
Redemption, where a nigga get all the redemption for the child support, bullshit child support cases. Like we just show niggas, you know, like bouncing back, how he was fucked up off the child support and then show him getting back. Making sure everything good, the baby, he fucking with
it. How about this one I had?
What?
How niggas come in and tell the story, that time I got some pussy.
Ooh. Damn, we had to get that narrated.
Morgan Freeman.
One of them, yeah, one of them boys.
We gotta get Morgan Freeman, James Earl Jones, or Ving Rhames.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's what's another black man show we can use on, get on the Black Man Network.
I told him I have an old nigga just showing you how to properly wash a car.
Yep. The first time.
Another workout show called Get Swole. Big old nigga just teach you how to get swole. Everywhere he go, get money. Get
boom.
Money.
Get motherfucker. Money.
Everywhere we go, we get money also.
Nigga doing it on the light poles and shit. First time I ever cursed out some white people.
Ooh, I already talking about that. I see the arguing show. That's the arguing show.
Yeah, the first time he ever went in on some white people, he had to tell some white people to kiss your ass.
Nigga, how about this one?
We reenact the story of how it happened. I was at the Whole Foods on accident. I had to use the bathroom. That's how it started off, nigga. That motherfucker just tell how he had to go in on some white folks.
I had the other show for the self-esteem. Well, we gonna just go around recording black women, just getting compliments.
Oh yeah.
To the camera.
Oh yeah.
Well, thank you. You such a handsome young man.
Yep. And you know what I know wanna be? Giving props to this is the athletic side of this the network. We go get all the niggas that was supposed to make it to the NBA but didn't because they was
get
they stored. The nigga that was nice from the hood, dunking on motherfuckers like Earl Manigault, nigga. Just get all them niggas from all the different hoods, different sports.
Series finale. We have an all-star game.
Yep. Let them get a redemption, man. That's the name of the network, the Redemption Network. We bouncing black people. Man, we got to
put that. We only showing movies that got black women titties in them.
Yep.
Gotta have a black dude in it. That's the only rule. Only rule. Long as the movie got black people in it, we playing it.
Dang.
Think of all the black movies that ain't never came on TV.
Yep. It's a bunch of them. Mm. It's a bunch of them. Man, that's a genius idea. Why you bullshitting, though?
I am not bullshitting.
The Black Man Network. We really are the Black Man Network here at the 85 South Show.
We better make all these goddamn look This is the next pilot pitch.
Yeah.
What?
You got too many ideas.
Bro, think of all the niggas we know who played ball and went to the league. You know what I mean? I mean, amazing. I got some pussy stories they got.
Oh, my God. Man.
And that's the type of shit niggas will sit around and watch.
The time you almost went to jail.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, it ain't many of them stories. That might just be two seasons.
Yep, that's
it's gonna be a break between that first one.
Almost went to jail.
Or the time you went to jail.
Or the time you went to jail. But that's a different series. The time you went to jail is a completely different series. The time you almost went.
The show called Nigga How the Fuck.
Yep.
What niggas just tell you amazing shit that you would not the fuck nigga. How the fuck y'all do that?
Yeah. Mm. That one right there. We gotta have something for the kids too. You know what I mean? The cooking show for the kids, My First Noodles. You know what I'm
saying? Your dad is hosting this show.
Yeah,
exactly. We need to bring in and show them what they can safely cook
at home.
And show them how to clean up.
My First Noodles, nigga. They come in and make their noodles first. I'm telling you, man. The
bro,
kids
that's what
show.
You just bring in. Get those kids and just let them cook.
You think that's
how they mama submit? I want to submit my 7-year-old son. He makes the best lasagna.
You mean to tell me this nigga making real lasagna with lasagna noodles, ricotta cheek? Who showed him this?
Exactly. I like to submit my 8-year-old daughter Cherise for her triple grilled cheese sandwich. It's 3 different cheeses and she make it in the oven so it's not pressed down or nothing.
Wait, did you say a triple grilled cheese?
Triple grilled cheese.
Oh my God. I want to sign up my 4-year-old son, Lil Carlos. This man make the best cinnamon sugar bread that ain't toast. I'm telling you, it's the best. He goes in, because every black person going to
want to submit my 10-year-old son, Luther Jr. He make his own edible arrangements out of different corner store candies. It's very beautiful. Lemon heads, red hots, all of that. He put them together and make them. It's beautiful, man. My First Noodles, I'm telling you.
My son has figured out how to scrape the lemon head peels off and make lemonade with
Hey, man, we got to do that one. That's the network right there, the Black Man Network. BMN.
Have an old nigga show that come on about 10:30. Just have him sitting there talking. Guess what it's called?
What?
We just bullshit.
Just bullshit.
Just
shooting the shit.
Just shooting the shit.
Shooting the shit. Man, we get Craig and y'all let the niggas that grew up together call it bunk beds, and two niggas just get on the bunk bed and tell all the stories about the shit that happened when they was young niggas.
Oh, in the bunk bed. Me and brother.
Yeah. Me and my brother, nigga. And the set is the bunk bed. You get on the top, nigga get on the bottom, you hang off the bunk bed and just say, man, remember that time? Everybody get to tell a story, some crazy shit that happened with you and your brother, nigga. For real, bro, that's a genius show, nigga.
Hey, shout out to y'all, man. We sold 3,000 tickets.
Yes, sir.
Man.
I appreciate it. Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Lord, we got some family here, so let's bow our head. Lord, thank you for safety. I thank you for bringing us here. I thank you for this family. I thank you for the ability to make these people laugh. Let us make the day a little bit better, Lord, and keep bringing us together as one in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Go,
man. It's
been long to get in the circle.
Hey, we all come out together, right?
Yeah, this is day one of the tour. First back to back. We St. Louis tonight, sold it out, 3,000 seats, most tickets we've ever done. Tomorrow we doing Minneapolis for some comedy festival. Then next week we got a pop-up shop. We launching 85 Apparel Company, all the jerseys that you saw at the LA show. That's Thursday, July 4th. Then we go to Detroit on Saturday, Columbus on Friday, and then we hitting the road every weekend until I want to say September. So look out for us. Appreciate all the support. This independently owned, operated, negotiated, merchandised, traveled, budgeted, contracted, produced, directed, edited, designed, created. Much love to y'all.
Man, what it do? We're in St. Louis right now in the airport on our way to Minneapolis, Minnesota. I think I might go to Prince House just to see if I can just sit on one of them purple couches, because I know you can just absorb a whole lot of good pussy energy that Princeton had on them couches. So Minneapolis, we on our way, man. We might hit the Mall of America and go to the Nickelodeon and ride the roller coasters and all that shit before the show. But I'm looking forward to seeing what Minneapolis got to offer, because Prince and what Chris Rock say, Kirby Puckett is the only two niggas from Minnesota that I'm familiar with. So we on our way. Just had me a nice granola bar. You can tell that shit probably all over my face. Bring me some water. Try to stay up before this flight take off.
Something. This is awful. Yeah. Like, this is the last place I want to be.
I apologize. I don't want to be either. Where we ended up?
Dude, you brought five black dudes to the racist place in Minnesota.
It's only 62 miles from Minneapolis.
I don't give a
It's very close. How can it be that much different?
That can make the biggest difference. Well, it wasn't Minneapolis. Well, it was 62 miles. Well, they don't play that 62 miles from me. I'm telling you, dog. This is...
We apologize. Anything we can do to make it easier?
Do something. Like, don't just tell us to go hang out in the little bit ass airport.
It's not that small. It'd be easier if you guys sit outside. Whatever we can do, let us know.
Do something. I want something.
Give me a sandwich or something.
This is terrible. You know this place is terrible. The white people don't even want to be here.
I'm finna get an Uber, dog.
To where?
I'm getting an Uber.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I think that's the place.
Well, let's go. But, I want a refund. Can I have a refund?
Yes, sir. We in Tupelo. I don't know where we at, dog.
I don't even know where we at.
Get the cops involved, asshole.
It says 6:30 a.m. St. Cloud, Minnesota.
That's where we at. That's where we gotta go. We gonna tour. How's it going, bro?
Chico, we good?
Clean.
Yeah, this lady said she coming.
You put a walk in too. Oh, man, it's out.
Bro. All them niggas, where are y'all?
They said, what's up, bro? Alright.
That's them right there. You riding that all the way all the weekend.
Crazy, dude.
Made it to Minnesota. Minnesota. We in the mall now. We had to go through a lot to get here, but we made it. We made it through the storm.
We got
purified in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, you said
it.
Yeah.
I know.
A nigga
bought me these bubble. A nigga bought them for you? I seen her. I said, damn, I want a motherfucker. He's like, why you? I bought a motherfucker. He's talking about shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got. Got a nigga number nine, man. He got show to the ticket, man. He got ticket to show. Come on. Even exchange. Thank you to an unknown nigga.
Unknown nigga. Number one.
What's up, Peter?
Cold the hell out there.
I just was telling this
nigga. What's up,
gang? What's up,
I use my own t-shirt, bro.
What's up? Welcome back to another rendition of 85 South Show. They went in Minnesota. This shit been crazy already. Shit, before the show was the show. We got dropped off in St. Cloud and left. I had to scavenge for rags. Arguing with white men. I'm ready to go home.
Whoa.
I'm ready to go home.
Oh, ask for it. Oh, ask for it right there in the racist ass white folks. He like, y'all racist. I'm like, make them show it, guys.
Guys, I don't know if you've been paying attention to what's been going on. This is the 85 South Show. We are live right now, you know, in parts of the city that people, you know, will normally be in. It's money everywhere. We won't go get it. We're in Minneapolis right now, Minnesota.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, in the basement that look like we can go do a goddamn
fuck. You the buyer.
Exactly. What's that? Nobody talks about Fight Club, nigga. Like, we ready gonna be in the Fight Club.
This ain't no damn Fight Club. And it ain't the Terror Dome neither. Welcome to Minnesota, motherfucker. Yeah, that's what we giving them all year. Act ready up something. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Right there, right there.
Shit like that right there.
You ain't got to lie, Greg. You ain't got to lie.